We have a standing watch program out regarding violence and the mass shootings. And in the standing watch program, we talk about the fact that many do not understand that those mass murderers, those in Dayton, Ohio, those in El Paso, Texas, the one who went on this rampage in Las Vegas, they are demonically inspired, if not possessed. We have always understood that, and we are actually mentioning that in our Standing Watch program, but I found it quite interesting that an article was published after the Standing Watch program was recorded by the Daily Mail on August 9, and other papers have written about it too, about this Dayton, Ohio murderer. Let's give a few excerpts to you from that. This guy's name is Connor Betts, not that you need to know that, but Betts' rambling contributions, written around 2017, include a satanic pentagram with the words "Hail Lucifer," numerous references to death and murder. The warped loner declares himself a servant of evil incarnate and rants about everything from schizophrenia to satanic rituals to massacres. The pages read in part, "I am the servant of the serpent evil incarnate. Beasts of darkness called upon from fiery pits. Armies massing soon to shed blood." We are dealing here with a deranged murderer who gave himself over to and was used by Satan and his demons to carry out his despicable and cowardly acts. Scientists, medical doctors, experts, police, governmental agencies, media simply do not understand or try to interpret any involvement with Satanism as just a symptom of a sick mind. Nothing could be further from the truth. You see, Satan rules this world, and he has his people. And if people are giving themselves over to Satan, like this guy undoubtedly did, that's a consequence. And we read in the Bible that it's going to get worse and worse. Satan has but a short time, and he's out there to try to get whomever he can to do his terrible, evil, rotten devices. We are close to Christ's coming. And we know from the Bible, don't we, that before Christ comes back, a third temple is going to be built in Jerusalem. And I've been talking about this, we have been writing about this for quite some time now. And we have also mentioned the distinct possibility that President Trump is going to be used in some way to help build that temple. In that regard, we published an article here in the latest update from the Breaking Israel News, dated August 5, saying this: "Jewish sources hint that the alliance between the United States and Israel is the prophetic end of days prelude to the building of the third temple. Some experts believe that President Trump fulfills many of the requirements that will make this happen." Now listen to this. 2 weeks ago, two religious Jews appeared before Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, one of the most influential rabbis of his generation. The emissaries reportedly brought an inquiry, The emissaries reportedly bore an inquiry from President Trump asking when the Messiah will arrive. The rabbi avoided answering the question, asking instead when the American Jews will come to live in Israel. Many were skeptical of the story, rejecting the idea that Trump, a Christian, would inquire from a Jewish rabbi concerning the Messiah. But Trump, as the non-Jewish leader of the United States, has a prophesied role to play in the building of the temple, and it was for this reason he inquired. Trump wanted to know when he will be called upon to perform this role. And then it goes on that the Sanhedrin already stated that Trump can be compared with Cyrus and that he will be helping build the temple. But it was quite interesting to me that apparently even Trump seems to be thinking along those lines. And many evangelical Christians in the United States think along those lines. And many in Israel think along those lines. And the true Church of God thinks along those lines, even though some do not understand it. Think about the potential scenario. We know, don't we, that ultimately you have a situation between the United States of America, the United Kingdom, or you might say Great Britain, and Israel on the one hand, and pretty much the rest of the world on the other hand, especially the United States of Europe on the other hand. And we also understand that the United States of Europe, building a very powerful army with nuclear weapons, will attack the United States of America, Great Britain, and the State of Israel at approximately the same time. Why? We also understand that the United States of Europe, under German leadership, will have a collaboration with some Arab nations against Israel. Why? We also understand that the United States of Europe will intervene and occupy the State of Israel, Jerusalem, and that the man of sin, the false prophet, will then sit in the temple of God, that third temple, saying that he is God. Why will all of this happen at approximately the same time, when also the Jews will have started to bring animal sacrifices? And of course, the Europeans will come in to stop that. The Europeans will come in, not the British, not the Americans, because they will be involved in a fight with the Europeans. You see, when you have a situation where especially President Trump from America, working together with Israel, I would assume Benjamin Netanyahu, and possibly Boris Johnson in England, on the one hand, working perhaps together, building that temple, and then you have the Europeans, they're already very favorable towards the Arabs and very unfavorable towards Israel. Why would they even march into Jerusalem? Have you thought about it? Obviously, in order to stop some kind of an upheaval. Could the upheaval be in relationship to, in response to building of the temple and those sacrifices? I believe they will be. I believe this makes perfect sense. I believe that is why it is so critically important that we understand that a third temple will be built in perhaps collaboration with President Trump. As I said many, many times, I believe President Trump is fulfilling prophetic roles. And that's one of them. That's why he is in power. That's why he will stay in power. That's why he will be reelected. No doubt about that. Think about that. And watch the signs of the times, because we're getting closer and closer to those end times fulfillments.